the Congress on Saturday, August 22, 2026 expressed concern over a Supreme Court ruling that stated that its 1978 worker-friendly interpretation of the term industry will not apply to fresh cases under the Industrial Relations Code of 2020, and said any move to narrow or distance the law from the broad definition of industry risks weakening worker safeguards. From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 22nd. The News Desk 10 Stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu Top, risks weakening worker safeguards. Congress on SC's industry definition judgment. Congress General Secretary in charge of communications, Jairam Ramesh, claimed that the Modi government's Industrial Relations Code 2020 significantly weakens essential safeguards for our workers. Next, second, from Le Monde, Ndirect, Guerra en Ukraine. Unmort a Kiev dans une nouvelle attaque nocturne russe. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Up next, third, from Channel News Asia. U.S. Canada deepen trade war as sides fail to reach tariff deal. Canada would match U.S. tariffs dollar for dollar, says Prime Minister Mark Carney. Washington, the United States and Canada failed to reach a trade deal late on Friday, August 21, and the U.S. said it would impose 50% tariffs on some imports from Canada. An escalation of tensions between the two longtime allies. A senior Trump administration official said Section 338 tariffs on about US $20 billion worth of Canadian goods would go into effect just after midnight on Saturday. And then, fourth, from The Hill, Trump administration wants to deny ABA ability to oversee law schools, report. The Department of Education has suggested ending the American Bar Association's ABA oversight on the law school accreditation process. The ABA has had the power to accredit nearly 200 law schools over the last 70 years, but this power may come to an end, according to a Wall Street Journal report. The department made its next. Fifth, from The Hill, leave it to work at Trump-affiliated Super PAC following White House departure. That's the day. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.